Good morning. We're continuing Chai Odom, Klal Yud Ches, and we're looking at Simon Gimel. Vayivarta abed yemer b'amida ad l'shem tifratecho. So Vayivarta abed, the paragraph of Vayivarta abed, is really actually the way we have on our Siddurim. It's a combination of two different places in Tanakh. One is the Vayivarta abed, which ends by the words l'shem tifratecho. And then the second one starts at Tohu Hashem Levadecho, and that continues till B'mayim Azim. And that's really the division as it's found in Tanakh. One is Psukim in Divrei Yomim, and the second one is Psukim in Yecheskel. Nehemiah. Now, so the Chayyadim says that you should remain standing till Hashem Tifratecho, which is the quote of that which is quoted in Divrei Yomim. The Mishavura follows the Magen Avraham and says you should stay standing until the pasuk of Tohu Hashem Elokim, which is the end of that paragraph. Now, I'm not sure where the Mishavur holds you end, because the first one really is part of that pasuk. The Bava Neman Lefanach B'Chayim Abris is really all one pasuk. At the end of that pasuk would be Ki Tzadik Otso. So I'm not sure, according to Mishavur, where you're supposed to be seated. Mishavur does not bring that the Chayyadim disagrees with him, and he follows the opinion of the Magen Avraham. He should stay standing basically for the whole paragraph as printed in our Siddurim, until as Mesot says, avoid them on the Fanach, I'm going to assume is what he holds and where you sit down. Okay. Achach Shir Sayam, Yimr B'Simcha. A person should say, Shir Sayam, Oz Yosher, B'Simcha, B'Dama B'Dai Dekilo, Oboy Sayam, Over Hayam. So the matter says, a person says Shiras Hayam, feeling the emotion as if he himself had went through the Yam himself, that type of course, the type of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and singing to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person can reach that much regu, he gets mechila of his avonus. The Zohar actually says on this a similar idea of saying it with Simcha. And if a person does like that, he'll be zeichah when Mashiach comes to stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, would say it b'ched b'so. He say it with simcha. Okay, Simon Dalet. Yizor ma'oit sheyemer gimel shvachim shebi yishtabach min shir shvacha adma umachus b'lo hefzik. So in yishtabach, there are different phrases that we say, praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shir Shvachah, Adav Zimro, Oz Vemshol Netzach, etc. To Shom Machus, Baruchos Vedois Miyatov Adelom, and let me start the Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Hashem. So the Chayyadim says that from the word Shir Shvachah until Kodesh Shom Machus, there are 13 words, 13 different ways of praising Hashem. You should not interrupt in those 13 ways. Abba Insar Shimmer Ben Hashima Achas, you do not need to say it in one breath. The reason why he's saying that is because the Shlach HaKadosh says you have to say it in one breath. The Gro disagrees with the Shlach, and it says you do not need to say it in one breath, but you do need to say it without interruption. And the Chayyadim is following the Gro that it's enough to say it all in one flow without an interruption. You do not need it to be in one breath. Now the Mishavura quotes this a little bit differently, because we pointed out that there's 13 until Kedush HaMachus, there's two more, Brachos V'Hedois, Me'atov V'Adilom. The Shabur says all 15 should be said without interruption. So that means if a person is holding a little behind, and the Chazan gets the Yishmei Rabbo, while he's holding amongst these praises of Hashem, so he should answer Abba Yishmei Rabbo, and after Kaddish is finished, he should go back and start over again from that to make sure that he's saying all 15, 13 according to Chayyadim and 15 according to Mishavura, without any interruption in between them. Now, he points out the person interrupts in the middle of these 13 praises or 15 praises of Hashem. Person interrupts, his punishment is very great. So this is a very important point. Say it all together in one unit. Yishtabach, the halacha says that the Shulchan Aruch says that Yishtaba should be, the Chazan should say Yishtaba standing, because he should go straight from Yishtaba into Kaddish. We do not want him to have to interrupt by standing up, which means weaker than Yishtaba can be said seated. For the Chazan, should be said standing. Mishmur quotes that Anshe Maisa are noig to stand for Yishtabach, even though they're not the Chazan, they will also stand for Yishtabach, as for Kabbalah of the Bracha of Yishtabach. So the Anshe Maisa, people who want to have extraordinary deeds, will be makbid. And that is the meaning of many people, that they stand for Yishtabach, not just the Chazan, but the whole Tzipor. Okay, have a good day.